this?
I want to talk about the rise and fall of a Christian movie website. And then, because we are who we are here at the Pope on Film podcast, I want to laugh at the website's misfortune because good. Fuck these ass hats.
Okay, this sounds like fun.
So the web, yeah. So the website in question is called Vid Angel, and they're one of those companies that you used to hear about in the 80s and 90s when VHS tapes were still a thing.
Yeah.
So
it sounds like a porn site to me.
No. So what Vid Angel does is they get mainstream American Hollywood movies and they edit them to remove violence and nudity and profanity.
Okay, yes, so I've heard of them.
Yeah, so that sensitive Christians can still see adult movies. And by adult movies, I mean like regular movies, normal human movies. I imagine that Vid Angel's Pulp Fiction is a 15-minute romantic comedy where John Travolta and Uma Thurman go on a fun date, date night of dinner and dancing.
And then massage Samuel L. Jackson's feet.
Yeah. And that's it. Mm-hmm. Vid Angel started in Provo, Utah in 2013. So what they do is they go out and they buy a movie on DVD. Then they would rip that DVD as a movie file on their computer system, and then they would upload the film to vidangel.com to their streaming service, which would then allow users to watch the film using their special filters. So they have special filters on their streaming service that allow you to watch movies, and you can decide whether you want to remove the language or remove the violence or remove the profanity. They have filters. Basically, this is a modern day version of the late 90s, early 2000s company Clean Flicks, yes, which would edit VHS tapes for Holy Roller Christians.
And I'm sure there was a fee for this, right?
Yeah.
That's some serious copyright infringement.
Well, speaking of copyright infringement, recently Vid Angel was sued by Warner Brothers and 20th Century Fox and Lucasfilm and Disney. And that's a mighty powerful group right there.
Yes.
Sure, 75% of that is Disney owned, but still that's a big, you know, umbrella.
Yes.
So the judge presiding over the case recently ordered that Vid Angel pay $62.4 million to the four studios for copyright infringement. And Variety is reporting that this should force vidangel.com to go into liquidation. So basically what I'm saying is, fuck off Vid Angel.
Oh,
because
I have a couple of other things. Because you know what, Vid Angel? You know one thing I know about you? I know what you would do in a situation like this. You prayed, didn't you? You prayed about this.
Yeah.
You prayed for the Lord to give you the victory, didn't you? Where's your Jesus now, Vid Angel?
Damn, that was a good laugh. Like, goddamn. That was some Disney villain shit.
One point for atheists.
And I would also like to, once again, I said this when Captain Marvel came out. I like to say it again one more time, just as a friendly reminder for everyone out there to try as hard as they can to see through the retro love that everyone has right now. Oh, everything old is new again. And oh, look, Toy Story and Godzilla and Child's Play and Ghostbusters and New Coke is coming back for the summer. And you know, I still occasionally see Crystal Pepsi everywhere. So just a friendly reminder that Blockbuster Video was a horrible fucking company.
So are we like nostalgic for the 90s now? or the aughts. I'm not sure. It always seemed to me that nostalgia is 20 years behind. So like in the 70s. So like in the 70s, that's when we had nostalgia for the 50s. And it was American Graffiti and Happy Days and all of that. And then we got to the 80s and we got more nostalgic about the 60s. And yep. like so on.
I've been seeing a lot of 1994 everywhere lately.
Oh, really?
Like Captain Marvel is set in 1994. And just I've seen a lot of things specifically set in the year 1994 lately. And I'm not entirely sure why 1994 is so important to people. But that might be a sign that, like, we're moving out of the 80s retro and into the 90s retro, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, Blockbuster Video was a horrible company. I just wanted to bring up Blockbuster Video because they would edit movies the same way that...
Oh, yeah, that pissed me off.
...did Angel would. Yeah.
And nowhere does it say it, though. That was the fucking thing about Blockbuster. I mean, if you're going to edit a fucking movie, you tell me. That's not what I'm paying for.
Yeah, bullshit. So I actually went to vidangel.com, which is currently still up. There's a separate legal case apparently out there because you also have it so you can use VidAngel as a filter to see Netflix and Hulu shows. So, like, if you're Christian, you don't just log on to Netflix because then you might see sin. So you go onto VidAngel, and through VidAngel, you log on to Netflix. And then before you watch anything, VidAngel will pop up and say, "Would you like to watch Orange is the New Black without all of the lesbianism?" You know, like you can change the filters through that.
Well,
that's a second lawsuit.
That's okay. And that doesn't seem nearly as problematic to me because you're just applying a filter. You are not. If you are getting paid for the filter, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
You know, but in the other case, they were literally taking their movies.
Yeah, yeah.
And
no,
putting
they were
them on their fucking site. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. No, total that's outrageously stupid. But to just apply a filter, I'm not seeing that being problematic.
Yeah, I don't see that as being a problem, and yet Netflix and Hulu are still suing them, and I hope that VidAngel loses only because fuck those guys.
Yeah.
Not because I think it's wrong. I'm just rooting against them as a general principle. So I was fiddling around
it's adding service to Netflix or Hulu. But I'm still on your side. Fuck those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Fuck VidAngel.
Just something else for you to pray about.
I was trying to see how their controls work. And the controls allow you to turn on and off violence and on and off specific type of violence, as well as language, nudity, and racism. And I love that so much because that's so Christian, you know? Like, I don't want to see nipples or blood, but I do want to hear people say the N-word. So thank you, VidAngel. Heaven forbid I see sex, but I do want to see black people hung from a tree. So
yes.
Thanks, VidAngel.
Yes.
So fuck those guys.
Yeah.